the Baltic Sea archipelago of Stockholm, Åland and Turku is known as a nature tourism area. However, accessibility is still considered to be weak. Cultural heritage, insular way of life and digital technology have not been utilized enough when creating valuable experiences for visitors during pre, on-site and post-visit phases. Other challenges are low cooperation across borders and shortages in service chains. The overall objective is to develop existing, though almost untapped defense historical resources of Gola Seal Farm, Boma Sund Fortress, Southern Cape of Aura and Korpos from into appealing and sustainable attractions by increasing the awareness and experience value. There are three sub-objectives. 1. The experience value will be improved by creating story-rich and informative digital content to illustrate the attractions. 2. The development will be supported by resolving shortages in infrastructure, supply chain and overall attraction management. 3. The aspects of cultural, ecological, economic and social sustainability in insular tourism are analyzed and embedded in the actions and outputs of the project in order to increase the understanding of sustainability among visitors, locals, companies, tourism developers and public actors. The project developed digital outputs for marketing and enrichment of visits, accessibility solutions, especially environmentally and culturally sustainable solutions, cross-border archipelago heritage tour suggestions, improved service chains, multidisciplinary development methods and for example joint virtual publication summarizing the best practices. In the end the four attractions will form a theme tourism attraction highlighting the history especially from the defense point of view. Improved accessibility and experience value have increased the number of visits, length of stay and tourism expenditure to revitalize business opportunities. Jointly developed solutions are also transferred to other insular destinations. Visit Åland, VAR, is a destination management company with the tasks of marketing and destination development of Åland tourism. VAR is funded by the government of Åland and thus has very good contacts with politicians and the public sector. VAR, together with the municipalities in the archipelago of Stockholm and Turku, developed the brand Scandinavian Islands in two central Baltic projects. In the organization there are good skills and experience in destination development of cultural environments. These include experience in developing attractions that are on UNESCO's World Heritage List. Our mission is to promote Åland outside Åland. Thus the organization has strong knowledge of the Nordic and European tourism. VAR is membership based and has a 300 members in the tourism industry. It provides opportunities to find local partners and to package the developed products. In this project VAR collaborates with Boma Sund Society, which is a local non-profit association that wants to preserve and disseminate knowledge about Boma Sund. The society will be an important player during and after project. It is natural and obvious to VAR to have a close relationship with the destination marketing companies in the surrounding region, for example the Stockholm Visitors Board. For VAR it is also important to keep in touch with the national tourism organizations Visit Sweden and Visit Finland. VAR continuously conducts market research and thus has great knowledge of the motives and motivations of visitors. Nordic and European visitors are interested in culture, a fact which we clearly see in our surveys. VAR works a lot with digital social media and has extensive expertise on IT matters. For the last few years, the organization has gone from traditional marketing and almost without exception uses digital solutions in terms of marketing, communication and sales bookings. Our organization has the expertise and experience to create and produce experiences in the Baltic Sea archipelago. One of the responsibility of Visit Åland is to market and to develop Åland tourism. The history of Boma Sund is very important for Åland and internationally. Digital outputs are essential in order to help the visitors to understand Boma Sund's history. Visit Åland has been a partner in a number of EU projects. Most of them have naturally focused on tourism destination development and marketing Åland as a part of the Baltic Sea archipelago, for example Central Baltic Project Scandinavian Island I2 2007-2013. The unique nature, cultural heritage and way of life in the Baltic Sea archipelago interests the tourists, but accessibility in the archipelago is considered to be weak. Accessibility problems diminish the interest of potential customers and therefore prevent the growth of tourism. Accessibility problems cover several aspects in the supply chain, for example inadequate pre-visit information, for example missing language versions, information about physical accessibility and how to act in a sustainable way, missing up to date and tempting information of attractions, obstacles in physical accessibility, for example missing signs, trails and rundown constructions, and quality problems in experiencing the attraction on the spot. The development of accessibility has been decelerated because of the limited cooperation between the archipelago areas of Stockholm, Åland and Turku, but also within each archipelago area because of many municipalities, tourism and heritage organizations and authorities. Low cooperation also explains why the common characteristics, for example common features in defense history and livelihood and their linkage to archipelago's natural geography of this biggest archipelago in the world are not yet clearly identified. Additionally, low invocation of modern technology, short season, part-time entrepreneurship, lack of service development know-how, huge number of islands to choose from, account for different types of accessibility problems and shortcomings in tourist experiences. Multidisciplinary cross-border project approach, which involves also entrepreneurs, associated partners, heritage associations and locals, enables the development of the chosen destinations into appealing coastal defense heritage attractions which can meet the needs and interests of both international and domestic tourists. The approach to address the challenges of the archipelago tourism with a multidisciplinary expertise, tourism experiences, content marketing, service design, sustainable development, accessibility, history, art and digital media, construction and renovation, and by combining existing solutions and tools from mentioned fields has novelty value. Service design is a new approach including several practical tools, for example personas, customer journey, and prototyping. It is an activity of developing service encounters, infrastructure, and material components of services as well as marketing content in order to improve customer experience. The purpose is to design in customer-oriented ways so that the services are user-friendly, desirable and relevant to the visitors. Along with service design tools, also accessibility tools and EU recommendations are applied to the archipelago context when marketing content is created and attractions developed in order to improve physical, cultural, social and economic accessibility. New digital solutions will be utilized in content creation to be used in pre-visit, on-site and post-visit phases and in order to enhance a visitor experience. An essential part is to ensure that the visitor has real-time access to information, text, picture, sound, video etc. presenting the attraction, also in mobile form, co-creation, for example workshops and crowdsourcing, that is sharing pictures, videos etc. of locals as well as tourists, will be part of increasing the experience value. Pilot destinations are for the most part unoccupied. Lack of F2F service can be at least partly substituted by smart digital media or when personal service exists the digital content can still enrich the visit. Improving sustainability is a horizontal approach, thus sustainability aspects, cultural, social, economic and ecological, are analyzed and embedded in actions and outputs, also in daily work of the project for example travel decisions. The project combines different competencies in tourism destination management, education and research tours, national nature conservation and services parks and wildlife Finland, regional archipelago nature protection and recreation archipelago foundation of Stockholm, promoter of archipelago settlement, entrepreneurship and sustainability of Åland archipelago foundation and destination marketing organization Visit Åland. In order to address common challenges in the archipelago tourism, the aim is to cross administrative boundaries so as to develop almost unused heritage resources to a theme tourist attractions. The Baltic Sea archipelago must have adequate number of renowned attractions for the traveler to consider it as a potential destination. Now the archipelago is not well known, CP, Caribbean. The pilot destinations represent both tangible and intangible military heritage resources as well as different accessibility levels. Cross-border benchmarking and integration of competencies are needed in order to choose historical facts and value-adding digital solutions as basis for appealing digital content as well as to solve accessibility and service chain shortages. Main markets for the archipelago are Sweden and Finland, thus invocation of knowledge of both markets is needed. However, the aim is that the archipelago and the pilot attractions will reach also international tourists. Cross-border cooperation enables joint marketing efforts and is also needed in order to plan joint tour suggestions integrating the main gateways to the archipelago. The cross-border approach enables to illustrate cost-effectively common phenomenon like land uplift, that certain places have been meaningful, and raise awareness of the similarities in the defense history but also the similarities between Åland, Åland and Stockholm archipelago areas. Representatives from other archipelago destinations are invited to the cross-border workshops for wider transferability of results. The overall objective is to create a new themed, sustainable tourism attraction by developing existing, though touristically almost untapped defense historical resources of Gola Seal Farm, Boma Sund Fortress, Southern Cape of Aura and Korpostrom. This is done by increasing the awareness and experience value of these destinations. The overall objective is divided into following specific objectives. 1. The experience value of these historical resources will be increased by creating appealing, story-rich but at the same time informative digital content to illustrate the chosen heritage elements of the insular destinations. Theme of the defense heritage is understood in a broad sense, including also the way of life and natural geographical features of the archipelago and the specific historical phase 2. The development of the destinations into well-known, sustainable and easier accessible attractions will be supported by identifying and resolving the shortages in infrastructure and renovating and safe construction. In addition, the overall attraction management and supply chain from arrival to return will be analyzed and developed when needed. 3. Aspects of cultural, environmental, economic and social sustainability in insular tourism context are analyzed and embedded in the actions and outputs of the project in order to increase the understanding of sustainability among visitors, locals, companies, tourism developers and public actors. There are 4 different pilot destinations under the defense historical theme to be developed, but during the project the aim is to involve other archipelago destinations, local organizations and entrepreneurs to ensure the sustainability of the results. The outputs of the project are 1. Digital outputs, both attraction-specific and joint, to stimulate visits, to help to plan the trip and to enrich the experience, for example story-rich videos, podcasts, pictures, mobile tourist guide, new digital marketing content with language versions illustrating the defense history linked to the archipelago features. 2. All destinations' accessibility is improved after designing a more seamless service chain covering pre-visit, on-site visit and post-visit. For example, by removing obstacles in physical accessibility, improving signs, routes and information of the services. Full stop. 2 totally new attractions, Gola and Southern Cape of Aura, opened for public after renovating the rundown buildings and constructions. 3. Environmentally sustainable solutions are developed after utilizing a practical tool, for example EcoCompass, in the pilot destinations. Aspects of cultural and environmental sustainability are also embedded in the digital outputs. 4. Cross-border tour suggestions for chosen target groups are created and marketed. 5. Multidisciplinary development methods are developed. Workshops and cross-audits of the pilot's destinations involve partners, experts, local entrepreneurs, education and research organizations, authorities, and a virtual publication of the best practices is summarized in order to exploit the results of the project. In the end, the 4 attractions will form a themed tourism attraction highlighting the history, especially from the defense point of view. From domestic and international tourists' point of view, diversity of the offerings is increased and experience value as well as accessibility to and between the destinations enhanced. From project partners, entrepreneurs, heritage associations' point of view, grown awareness and developed supply have increased the number of visits, length of stay and tourism expenditure, revitalizing business opportunities. Modern tourists seek experiences and emotions, engaging and authentic storytelling that captures the hearts and minds of travelers, is what destinations are focusing on when the competition is growing. Attractions need to present a unique value proposition in order to stand out in the eyes of consumers. Digital content plays a big role in 5 stages of modern travel: dreaming, planning, booking, experiencing and sharing. The aim of the project is to choose interesting episodes from the 18th to the 20th century in order to illustrate the defense historical heritage and changeable mastery of the central Baltic Sea archipelago between Turku and Stockholm. Once the whole archipelago was under the Swedish kingdom, which still comes up as a similar way of insular life and dominance of Swedish language. However, the archipelago has often been target for hostilities followed by changes in borderlines between countries. These defense historical episodes and their tangible remnants as well intangible stories will be popularized by producing both joint digital outputs as well as specific outputs for the pilot's destinations like a mobile tourist guide texts, pictures, videos, sound, maps, gamifications augmented reality, and different types of videos, for example drone. 360 degrees video, web pages of the destinations will be updated by new videos, pictures, maps and language versions. Social media channels will be used in order to strengthen the visual identity of these destinations, increase the interaction with the visitors and provide platform for sharing the experiences. The digital outputs will be utilized cost effectively to meet the different needs and different stages of travel. For example, a video teaser on the web pages of a destination for raising interest in the planning stage, but also as whole video in a joint mobile tourist guide during the on-site visit. Today the pilot destinations demonstrate different shortages which hinder the visitors to discover and interpret the heritage in the pilot destinations. Golosil farm buildings and constructions are closed for the public because of rundown and safe condition of buildings and constructions. The Boma Sund Fortress area is large and the visitor can enter the area from several directions. The existing signs and information boards are rare. Lack of Wi-Fi hinders on-site information search and internet. That's why the visitor don't understand the varied history and significance of the fortress. The gun batteries and barracks of the southern Cape of Aura are inaccessible, because the unrenovated constructions are unsafe for visitors and there is no trail connecting these constructions. The investments represent two main types. 1. Rundown constructions with heritage value will be renovated in order to open them for the public and preserve the heritage for the future generations. 2. New constructions, which are necessary in order to serve increasing tourist flows, will be built, for example parking place, trails, bridges, bio-toilets and other constructions improving the physical accessibility and supply chain or in order to improve the accessibility of information. Installation of Wi-Fi. The aim of the specific objective is to highlight the defense historical resources, ensure a safe and seamless service chain as well as diversify the experience with new points of interest. These activities enable to increase visitor numbers, length of stay and tourism expenditure. These pilot destinations form together a new joint thematic attraction which can draw new visitor groups to the archipelago. The aim of this specific objective is to find a balance between developing tourism and preserving the insular nature and cultural heritage in the pilot destinations. Sustainability is the horizontal principle on the program and in this project. Existing sustainability and accessibility toolkits are utilized and further developed to better fit for specific archipelago tourism conditions. The social and cultural sustainability will be supported in several ways. Tangible heritage remains are renovated as well as historical facts and local stories collected and saved into digital outputs. 2 steering group members represent the local communities, associated partners, residents and local entrepreneurs. Heritage associations etc. are given the opportunity to send representatives to the development workshops. Environmental sustainability is put into action in multiple ways. When companies are invited to tender for construction work, there will be a qualitative criterion for proof of environmentally sustainable solutions. When planning new structures like trails, all action is taken on nature's terms, protecting sensitive habitats and species. Open access digital outputs as such are sustainable and they as well as the promotional messages will treat local communities and heritage authentically and respectfully. The project partners are well-established organizations with stable functions and financing or fundraising actions for their normal operations. The aim of the project is to renovate or create and pilot tangible or intangible solutions in order to develop an insular defense heritage attraction. The partner organizations have the willingness and structures like qualified staff to utilize, maintain and update the created outputs and results in the coming years. The actions taken in the project are based on existing plans, studies or strategies and the durability will be ensured by incorporating their maintenance into future plans of action. The constructions and buildings to be renovated in Aura and Gola are owned by the respective partner organizations, which will own and utilize the facilities also in the future. When choosing digital platforms and creating the digital outputs, emphasis is put on non-aging content on the one hand, for example videos, and on possibility to update and add in later new content or routes, for example the mobile tourist guide. On the other hand, Visit Åland, funded by Åland government, as destination marketing company will market the defense historical tours. All the partner organizations have other nature or heritage destinations to manage or stakeholders to cooperate with: national parks, nature reserves, heritage sites, tourism companies, tourism organizations. This guarantees a wider basis of experience and expertise during the project, but also a wider impact of the outputs. In order to ensure the durability of project outputs, Defense Arch has also associated partners which are Korpo Heritage Association, Gola Heritage Association, Municipality of Sund and Visit Turku. In addition, cooperation is done with local regional museums and regarding Bomasund Sund also with Heritage Association of Bomasund. The challenges addressed in Defense Arch are common for numerous seasonal tourism destinations attractions in the archipelago, but also elsewhere. For example, shortages in cooperation and physical accessibility and inaccessibility of modern, story-rich information are common. Lack of expertise and financing to enhance the experience value and sustainable development in form of renovating old facilities and improving the supply chain with trails, signs, language versions etc. are also frequent problems. The approach is chosen, for example, utilizing modern IT and existing accessibility, sustainability and service design toolkits, and their multidisciplinary combination and modification in order to better meet the development needs in natural and cultural heritage destinations, create new best practices applicable elsewhere. Already in the project communication plan, emphasis is on disseminating the experiences, use created methods and lessons learned, as well as exploiting the outputs effectively through many channels and networks. English, Swedish and Finnish are used as project communication languages. Several stakeholder groups, residents, heritage associations, local entrepreneurs, visitors, tourism organizations, tour operators, tourism developers, authorities, media representatives, are personally targeted during different activities, for example workshops, seminars, media events, in order to guarantee the wider impact. The aim is to actively communicate with other ongoing projects, for example Central Baltic Finance Lights On, European Regional Fund Finance Suoma, developing thematic tourism based on traditional archipelago lifestyle. Steering group members have been chosen so that their competence benefits Defense Arch, but they can also utilize and disseminate project results. Besides partner organizations representatives, the members are for example from Archipelago Sea Biosphere Reserve, Åland Museum, Municipality of Haninge. During the first months, emphasis is put upon on elaborating WP's plans. There are totally 6 work packages, which are led by different partner even though all partners are involved in all work packages. In addition, there is a preparation WP. Defense Arch project contributes to EUSBSR, especially PA tourism and PA culture, by utilizing cultural and natural heritage resources of archipelago in order to create an attractive and sustainable joint tourist attraction in the Baltic Sea. It also highlights smart environments by providing pre-visit, on-site and after-visit information for the tourists through information and communication technology solutions. In addition, the project supports the EUSBSR objective connect the region by connecting 4 insular still quite unknown destinations under a common defense historical theme in order to develop a joint tourist attraction. The aim of Defense Arch is to increase the economic and cultural prosperity of the Baltic Sea through multidisciplinary cross-border approach by increasing tourists' length of stay, increasing entrepreneurship in the area and improving the living environment of locals. This project contributes to several EU-level strategies like Europe 2020 Fit Economic Strategy and Europe, the world's number one tourist destination, 2010 by supporting following policies: cooperation between member states, exchange of good practices, diversification of the supply with thematic tourism products, development of sustainable high-quality tourism, use of new information technologies, also digital agenda for Europe and promoting travel of low-income families, youth and disabled groups. Defense Arch addresses also many challenges mentioned in the European Strategy for More Growth and Jobs in Coastal and Maritime Tourism, 2014. For example, by cooperating among a research institute and stakeholders in heritage protection and tourism, promoting electronic marketing tools, maritime heritage and cultural routes, as well as thematic transnational itineraries, highlighted in the last mentioned strategy, are included in this project. The objectives and actions of Defence Arch have synergies with several EU tourism initiatives, for example digital tourism, accessible tourism, tourism for all, supports for example tourism for families with low income and tourism for people with disabilities, low season tourism, increase off-season travel for seniors and young travellers, sustainable tourism and cultural tourism. The project makes use of the experiences and outcomes of several earlier projects, for example sustainable destination development and green islands in Sweden, health and well-being and tourism destination in Finland and Scandinavian islands in Sweden, Åland and Finland. The added value is in the multidisciplinary approach, developing in tandem sustainability, visitor experience and accessibility in the context of a defense historical archipelago tourism. We have agreed to cooperate with the Lights On project, and for the Finnish part of the archipelago we cooperate with the National Finnish Archipelago project coordinated by Visit Finland. The role of the tours is to support the project with newest research knowledge in tourism, media and digital marketing, sustainable development and accessibility. In Defence Arch, creating digital outputs is based on numerous studies, expert recommendations, Travellers Road to Decision 2014, European Commission Digital Tourism Webinars, in which for example role of videos in inspiring the visit, need for mobile websites and applications as well as the need for free Wi-Fi are emphasized. Defence Arch's objective to enhance the experience value of the travellers is based for example on the experience pyramid model, which explains the experience elements of the tourism product: authenticity, story, multisensory perception, individuality, contrast and interaction, but also the probable process which leads to an experience, in other words to a positive emotional response. According to the model, three levels precede the memorable experience: awakening the client's interest with appealing marketing content, pleasant physical on-site visit and a meaningful intellectual process during the visit, for example in form of learning or training something new. Accessibility and service design studies and toolkits will be utilized to support the development of the whole customer service path. Experiences and lessons learned from the Lights On project can be used when developing the pilot destinations and Defence Arch. The Lights On project seeks to create a joint network of historical tourist attractions in Finland and Estonia. The project sheds new light on the enchanting shared past of the northeastern Baltic Sea. It encourages people to visit spectacular ruins, fortresses, hill forts and parks in both countries, and improves their quality as tourist destinations. Aura is one target area in Light and Fire project, and the activities will greatly improve Aura's conservation value and increase its attractiveness for eco-tourists. Experiences which can be utilized in all Defence Arch sites. Ecological sustainability is key in all project activities at the historical sites. The project follows the principles of environmentally sustainable tourism, the responsible use of natural resources, taking account of the environmental impact of activities, the use of clean energy when applicable, protection of the heritage and preservation of the natural and cultural integrity of sites. Defence Arch fully supports the EU commitment towards a competitive, sustainable, modern and socially responsible tourism sector, and therefore consolidates the image of Europe as a collection of sustainable tourist destinations. The attraction of the sites is based on their history, nature and location. Special attention needs to be placed on the protection and preservation of each site's natural and historical unique values. Through the actions implemented at the sites, improved environmental awareness regarding the unique natural sites will promote conservation of the environment. Future tourism in the areas will significantly increase public appreciation of the environment and provide opportunities for environmental education, thereby spreading awareness of the site's natural values. The digital content created will place emphasis on these issues. Effective spatial and land use planning, which takes into consideration the particular characteristics of each site, will be essential. The infrastructure and services created will follow strict sustainability criteria. It will be ensured that the developments at the sites are in proper scale and of suitable type in relation to each the destination in order to avoid any strain on the environment. Sustainability management will thereby reinforce the biodiversity at the site. The marked walking trails at Aura, for instance, will be cleared with minimum impact on the environment and biodiversity. The partners have recognized the need to aspire after environment, service and information quality that makes the pilot destinations more easily accessible by everyone. During the application preparation, several challenges have been identified, which people with specific access needs may face. Shortages in information gathering stage, for example unavailability of information about accessibility, scarcity of language versions, people with sensory impairments not taken into consideration, have been recognized in all pilot destinations. AURA has notable barriers in transport stage, not reachable for visitors with wheelchair by a public vessel. Similarly, Gola Seal Farm is not accessible by wheelchair, very steep terrain. There are also problems during on-site visit, for example shortages in information and when moving around at the destinations. The mentioned barriers in wheelchair accessibility cannot be solved in this project because of very high costs, but the accessibility is increased in many other ways. Accessibility audit is done in the beginning of the project in each pilot destination by an accessibility expert utilizing the accessibility recommendations by, for example, EU. Accessibility of information in pre-visit and on-site visit stages is improved by adding information about accessibility, installing Wi-Fi in Boma Sund and Gola, and by creating digital outputs in chosen languages. Adding videos, pictures and recordings in each pilot's destination helps the visitors with different sensory impairments. Additionally, sign language is tested in Gola. Inclusion of underprivileged children and non-commercial youth groups as target groups are piloted in Gola and AURA. In the project communication and in workshops with representatives of residents, local entrepreneurs etc., the project will raise awareness of accessibility aspects. In the final publication, there will be an article highlighting the created best practices with an accessibility audit toolkit adjusted to the archipelago context. Besides the common theme defense and wars, the project will also highlight the living environment and, for example, the role of women and everyday life during the chosen historical periods and context. Cross-border workshops involve both genders and the aim is to produce attractive content for men and women as well as for boys and girls. The partner consortium has consciously chosen to favor use of modern information and communication technologies in many activities of the project. This approach supports the digital agenda for Europe. In tourism, both in pre-visit and on-site stages, digital and mobile solutions seem to be an important motor of awareness and competitiveness. The vision of the project is that the competitiveness of this theme tourism attraction is based on manifold defense historical heritage, which is supported by appealing digital content and surrounded by a beautiful archipelago nature. The project contributes in several ways to sustainability. Digital communication and digital outputs are environmentally sustainable compared to paper prints. Many digital outputs are also cost-effective as they can be easier updated or modified to be used in several ways. For example, the mobile guidance system can be updated and more routes included later. The same video material can be edited into several versions. The project supports digitalization of cultural heritage in many ways, for example by recording stories or by digitalizing old photos. Accessibility of information and experience value perceived by travelers is supported by many types of digital solutions: videos, maps, mobile tourist guides, Wi-Fi installations, which enhance also the inclusion of some groups with sensory impairments. As digital skills are a fundamental competence in a knowledge-based society, our aim at partner level is to learn new digital skills during the project. Therefore, we have chosen also dissemination channels new for most of the project personnel, for example webinar, blog vlog, live streaming. But we will also learn much from the external experts about the processes of creating modern digital content. Digital multi-channel project communication contributes also to effective dissemination and exploitation of project activities and results. The project supports the EU roadmap for moving to a competitive low-carbon economy in 2050. The project will utilize only energy-efficient and non-polluting construction materials and energy sources for the reconstruction activities and the realization of the infrastructural solutions. The refurbishing of the existing buildings at both AURA and Gola will be done in an environmentally sustainable manner. Only eco-labeled substances and will be used and the use of pressure-treated wood avoided in the refurbishment works. Both Metsähallitus in Finland and Skogård Stiftelsen in Sweden place significant emphasis on the longevity of the constructions and minimizing the environmental life cycle effects of building materials chosen. Sustainable use of energy will also be taken into account, at Aura. For example, solar-powered LED lights will be installed in the bunkers. Waste treatment and disposal both during restoration works and later phases will be taken care of so as to not strain the environment, the emphasis being on generating as little waste as possible. It will be ensured that latrine from the dry toilets will not cause any nutrient or organic matter runoff to the Baltic Sea. Partnership was reorganized after feedback from the first call application to strengthen the joint actions and outputs as well as the linkage between defense heritage attractions. New partnership had a meeting in Turku 15th of September 2015 and again 29th of February 2016 at the same place. Joint Skype meetings and several face-to-face meetings were organized both in Turku, TUAS, PNWF, AS, and Stockholm, SAF and VAR. In the meetings, the partnership has agreed on the work packages and responsibilities of the different activities. TUAS as a project coordinator has taken the main responsibility of writing and filling in the application. However, all partners have contributed to the content of the application and also made their own budgets. According to research results, today's consumer has an average of 2.9 devices and 65% of leisure travelers are inspired by online sources. They rely especially on social media, video and photo sites, destination attraction home sites, mobile site experience, and their content play a big role in the five stages of modern travel: dreaming, planning, booking, experiencing and sharing. Traveler's Road to Decision, 2014. The defense historical episodes and their tangible remnants as well as intangible stories will be popularized by producing digital outputs. There will be joint outputs like a mobile tourist guide, including for example texts, pictures, videos, sound, maps, gamifications, augmented reality, and a joint video. Additionally, there will be separate digital outputs for each partner, videos, for example drone, pictures, texts in language versions to be used when updating the web pages and creating updating the social media sites of the pilot destinations. The aim of the output is to strengthen the image of the pilot's destinations and the theme tourism attraction they build together, increase the interaction with the visitors and support the visitor in different stages of travel. A two-step approach is used when creating digital outputs. The first outputs are planned, created and tested internally during the first half of 2017 and thereafter feedback collected from visitors during summer 2017. Another set of outputs is planned based on that feedback and lessons learned and published in spring 2018 and feedback collected from the visitors during summer 2018. The last modifications are done based on the feedback by the end of September 2018. Furthermore, there will be at least one output deliverable highlighting the sustainability aspects in archipelago tourism. The visitor counting system in Southern Aura is used for monitoring visitor numbers. The aim of the project is to strengthen the awareness of the archipelago and its defense heritage in Finnish and Swedish markets, but also in other important tourism source markets. The joint digital outputs, the mobile tourist guide and the joint video, will have texts or voiceover in English, Finnish, Swedish and in a fourth language to be decided later. Each pilot attraction will produce also own digital outputs, which will be translated into Swedish, Finnish, English and into a fourth language, German, French or Russian, the last mentioned chosen based on visitor statistics of the attraction in question. Before translations, the manuscripts for English, German, French or Russian markets will be slightly modified if needed in order to enhance the intelligibility, for example giving a wider context of the historical episodes instead of specific details containing for example local place names. The video podcast production process starts with cooperation between the manuscript writers, WPT1, and the chosen video producer by defining the key moments in the video and decisions about shooting on location and or a studio. Shooting, audio recording with native speakers on screen, texting and editing will follow in order to have high quality videos. A joint video for the defense historical entity of the pilot's destinations will be produced to accompany the tour suggestions. WPT1. The main target groups for this video are individual travelers from further off interested in the archipelago nature and the defense heritage of the area, and tourist groups coming by charter bus boat. Additionally, each pilot destination will produce specific videos, as Bomasund Fortress ruins are without service staff. Visit Åland once through this project invest in making Bomasund a forerunner as a digital attraction. As the area of Bomasund is about 870 hectares, a drone video will be shot to get a view of the entire area, another drone video of the main fortress area. Additionally, two short, partly dramatized voiceover videos will be created of the towers and settlement area next to the fortress with language versions. In order to illustrate the history of Gola Seal Farm, two videos will be shot with voiceover, historical photos, etc., and language versions, one for adults and another for the target group children and youth. As the defense history in Korpostrum and its surroundings is mainly an intangible form, the emphasis is in giving life to the historical facts through storytelling. Minimum 4 defense historical episodes are chosen for dramatized videos, podcasts with language versions. Additionally, a drone video will be produced to illustrate the scattered defense historical events around Korpo. The southern Cape of Aura will be presented by 2 new videos with language versions, for adults and for youth. Some videos will be embedded also in the mobile tourist guide. All partners have the need to take some new photos, both area images and still photos. There is a need to have new photos with copyrights from different seasons for marketing communication purposes to be used on web pages of the organizations, possibly also in social media marketing and other distribution channels. There will be photos of the Bomasund fortress ruins, but new photos are needed especially of the cemeteries on Prosta and of the earlier town-like settlement area of Scarpens outside the main fortress. For Gola and probably also for Korpostrum, some old photos pictures will be digitalized and used, for example, in videos. Aura will need new photos for the new exhibition. Some of the photos will be magnified. According to Travelers Road to Decision, 2014, the number of travelers using travel apps in the planning stage of travel or when experiencing the destination is increasing rapidly. There will be a joint mobile tourist guide with multimedia features including texts, pictures, videos, voiceover, maps, gamifications or augmented reality. The main service of this joint output is to provide the traveler without costs appealing information and stories on objects of interest that are represented on the maps of the destinations in form of symbols. Additionally, there is a need to inform the visitors about nearby service providers offering food, accommodation and transport services. The guidance service will be accessible in 4 languages, in a device-independent manner with presentation adjusted to the size of the screen and supporting graphic formats. In the application preparation stage, the existing technical solutions, for example location service through GPS or iBeacons, and platforms architecture have been mapped. As the technology develops rapidly, the type of solution will be chosen first during tendering. Also, the possibility for customization, for example information according given user profile or possibility to filter objects of interests, and the so-called community services, possibility to share the impressions and recommendations during travels with others, will be discussed detailed during tendering. The aim is to proceed in 2 cycles when creating the mobile tourist guide and also videos, texts, etc. in it. The first outputs are planned, created and tested internally during the first half of 2017 and thereafter feedback collected from visitors. Another set of outputs, more routes or points of interest, more language versions, is planned based on that feedback and lessons learned and published in spring 2018. The mobile tourist guide is aimed to enrich especially self-guided tours and contributes also to prolonging the season. In order to effectively increase visibility of the joint defense heritage attraction, to help the potential visitors to plan the holiday as well as to enhance visitor experience and prolong the length of stay, a multi-channel marketing approach is applied. The aim is to promote the creator digital outputs through several channels, for example through partners' webpages and social media channels of the attractions. In addition, the aim is to cooperate also with other channels like national tourism portals, regional tourism organizations, municipalities, tour operators and heritage associations, and to utilize Google Analytics or similar to track the website traffics in order to find the most effective channels. In order to better serve the identified target groups, this activity may also include some changes and insertions to the content of the present websites of the pilot attractions. For example, the decision to produce some digital outputs in 4 languages means that some partners have to add the 4th language also to their other web communication, which improves the accessibility of the destination in international markets. Naturally, the pilot destinations will cross-market each other in their websites. The digital map is needed because of the large area. On the vectorized map, historical points of interest as well as the walking trails should be easily identified, but also other service points such as restaurant, toilets, parking and beach. Locals and travelers benefit from digital outputs. We try to involve some visitors through social media in commenting the plans for digital outputs. Pilot destinations tourism organizations benefit from this promotional material. Efficient project communication is also here the key in order to make the outputs applicable and replicable outside the project. During this WP we create outputs that interest also many other nature-based destinations. For example, mobile tourist guides are still quite rare, especially in rural environments, and wireless connection often a challenge in such environments, especially for foreigners. Face-to-face guiding can seldom be offered for individual tourists, especially outside peak seasons, which means that many destinations can be interested in our experiences and solutions. The process of creating and testing the mobile tourist guide as well as installing the wireless network will be illustrated both in the project communication channels and professional articles, as well as exploited also through the final virtual publication. As all the partner organizations have also other destinations development project, they can utilize the outputs and lesson learned within their organizations, but exploit the outputs also through their own networks. As mentioned in the previous work package, the aim is to avoid easily aging content, which contributes to the durability of videos, pictures and the mobile guide. When tendering the external services like mobile guidance system, Wi-Fi solutions and visitor counting system, also qualitative criteria are used, for example longevity and maintenance services offered. When choosing the mobile guide platform, content updating possibilities, possibility to add new points of interest, new routes or new languages are important criteria. The partner organizations are well established, have the staff and structures to maintain the outputs and include them in future operations.